In 2006, Draper resident Summer Pugh says she and several of her neighbors were anxious to give their input to UTA on where they thought the best route would be for a Draper track station.
We said State Street. We actually brought 800 signatures of people saying State Street makes more sense. And the public hearing was held and they voted the opposite.
Pugh, who later helped form Citizens for Responsible Transportation, says she later found out Draper City had already signed contracts sealing the deal about where the tracks line would be built long before the public meetings were even held.
Our input was meaningless. It was totally invalid, and we felt like we'd been duped.
Democratic Representative Janice Fisher, who sits on the Transportation Interim Committee and asked for a review of the Utah Transit Authority in December 2010, says she is happy a portion of Wednesday's meeting was focused on discussing what the audit revealed.
I think UTA has been put on notice that they do have problems, and that hopefully they'll do more to correct those problems.
Fisher says one problem she wants to get to the bottom of is how much money Terry Deal, a former UTA board member, received when he gained rights to develop land near a proposed UTA commuter rail stop in Draper.
I still think that the elephant in the room could have been $24 million that the board member made. I think that did violate the law. I think he had inside information and that he was able to profit by that.
UTA Board Chairman Representative Greg Hughes admits there were conflicts of interest regarding Terry Deal, but says proper disclosures were made.
The audit actually pointed out that UTA complied with its conflict of interest policies as well as a state statute. There was some different interpretations of the statute, and we clarified that in the last general session. So we think that the issues that were brought up in the audit have been mitigated.
Representatives from the Utah Transit Authority say they welcome any further investigation, something the state attorney general's office says it is continuing to look into. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.